overgrown meadow beside the tennis court, behind a clump of trees, a low brick circle almost hidden in the high grass. The well had been covered up by wooden boards to stop anyone falling in. There was a small knot hole in one of the boards, and Coraline spent an afternoon dropping pebbles and acorns through the hole and waiting and counting until she heard the plop as they hit the water far below. Coraline also explored for animals. She found a hedgehog and a snakeskin, but no snake, and a rock that looked just like a frog, and a toad that looked just like a rock. There was also a haughty black cat who would sit on walls and tree stumps and watch her, but would slip away if ever she went over to try to play with it. That was how she spent her first 2 weeks at the house, exploring the garden and the grounds. Her mother made her come back inside for dinner and for lunch, and Coraline had to make sure she dressed up warmly before she went out, for it was a very cold summer that year. But go out she did, exploring every day until it rained, when Coraline had to stay inside. "What should I do?" asked Coraline. "Read a book,"